January Kills Me by Evan Cady. Chapter 1. The sedan came to a stop beneath a dim, flickering streetlight. I pulled to the curb a block back and waited to see if he was going to move again. My client's cheating husband had picked up his paid date, then meandered around Oak Valley's seedy district as if sightseeing before finally coming to a halt. For the past 3 hours, I'd foregone food, bathroom breaks, and creature comforts in an attempt to get the evidence. If he didn't get busy soon, I was going to have to break open my never-to-be-broken-open earthquake kit for sustenance and toiletries. The sedan's taillights went dark. Satisfied that the parking spot was semi-permanent, I guided my tiny hatchback behind a large apartment building until I found a position in the alley with a good view. My car engine was loud, and since I probably wouldn't be going anywhere for a while, I silenced it. I grabbed my camera from the passenger seat, checked to make sure the lens cap was off, and zoomed in on the sedan's occupants. Thunk. The echoing thud was followed by the percussive sound of shattering glass. I twisted in my seat, searching in all directions, but didn't see anyone. The dark alleyway appeared deserted. A street lamp wobbled in the wind, casting deep, dancing shadows. A tattered American flag flapped outside a half-closed window, and plastic bags trapped under a pile of cardboard boxes rustled near my car. The wind gusted for another moment, then died down. Probably someone throwing out their trash. I shivered, teeth chattering, and repositioned my rear on the cold vinyl seat. My knee brushed up against the keys still hanging from the ignition. I was tempted to turn the car on, enjoy the warmth of the heater, but the sound my engine makes when it starts, a racket akin to shards of steel being fed into a grinder, would certainly alert the man and woman in the sedan and spoil the night's work. A black iron gate swung loose on its rusty hinge. My pulse quickened, and I imagined sneaking hordes of ne'er-do-wells, or worse, an amateur neighborhood watch armed with crossbows and silver bullets. I looked around again. Still just me. My alley was squeezed between a row of ramshackle apartments and Oak Valley's food bank. For once, I was glad I hadn't been able to upgrade my old Honda hatchback. It didn't have legroom or the ability to go up hills steeper than your average driveway, but its compact frame blended in with the cars parked behind me. My camera had a long telephoto lens, which made it awkward and front-heavy. Using the steering wheel for balance, I focused on the inside of the sedan. There was just enough light to see shadows. I zoomed out and snapped a wide shot to confirm that it was the right BMW before going back in for a close-up. Brrr. My finger froze on the zoom button until all I saw was the blurry side door of the sedan. I was afraid to look up in case it was a dog or a werewolf. I heard the rumble again and realized it was coming from my stomach. Really? My voice sounded unnecessarily loud in the car. I readjusted the camera's focus and tried not to think about the dinner I should have eaten. The camera casing was cold. My whole body was shaking. I was fairly sure that at least half of the pictures I was taking were going to be blurry. My trusty gray sweater, normally so reliable, was failing me miserably. I took a break from the activity in the sedan and rearranged my hair, wrapping the curly strands around my neck in an attempt to use the length as a scarf. Somewhat satisfied, I leaned back, reached out, and tapped my phone. My breath hovered over the display like a puff of smoke. 11:25 p.m. I sighed, yawned, and then winced as my stomach growled again, louder this time. Okay, cheater man, you have 30 seconds, and then I yawned again. My jaw cracked as it stretched to its limit and tears welled up in the corners of my eyes. My cell phone beeped softly. Only one person would send me a text this late at night. Need Wonderful Life actor name. With semi-numb fingers, I keyed in Jimmy Stewart and pressed send. My best friend Maxie was clueless when it came to trivia. She was also out on a date tonight with her karate instructor. A first date. Tomorrow, I would live vicariously through her and hear about what happens on first dates. It had been a while since I'd had one. I turned my attention back to the cheating husband and glared at him through the lens. And that's when the sedan's passenger door flew open and a body fell out of the car, hitting the cement sidewalk. Startled, I let go of the camera and shrunk down in my seat. A cat screeched, or was it tires squealing? Was he going to make a run for it?